From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. The Savannah St. Patrick's Day Festival and Parade has just been canceled. It will not go on as planned. This includes festival activities on March 13th and through 15th and the parade next Tuesday, March 17th in the Savannah Historic District. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp is asking state lawmakers to approve $100 million in funding to combat coronavirus. GPB's Stephen Fowler has more.
The money would come from the state's revenue shortfall reserve, a rainy day fund that hasn't been touched since the Great Recession. In a letter to appropriations leaders, Kemp said it would help the Department of Public Health and the Georgia Emergency Management Agency respond to coronavirus in Georgia. Lawmakers are currently in session and hashing out the final version of the amended fiscal year budget, which runs through the end of June. Any money not spent would go back to the reserves and would not address any proposed cuts to other state agencies. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler.
Dozens of passengers from the Grand Princess cruise ship arrived today at Dobbins Air Force Base in Marietta. GPB's Ellen Eldridge reports on the mandatory 14-day quarantine.
The passengers, who are residents of the East Coast, arrived from California to begin the two-week quarantine. None of them are showing symptoms of the disease, but they are still being tested. Dabney Evans is with the Rollins School of Public Health at Emory University. She says even though officials have the right to impose quarantines, they have to balance public safety with human rights.
The first thing is that any restriction on movement has to be lawful. It has to be allowable under the law, and it has to be carried out in accordance with the law.
She says whatever practices are put into place must be based on scientific evidence and can't be imposed arbitrarily. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge in Atlanta.
I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.